I first became involved with the Iditarod by meeting Brenda Krim at my church in Huntsville, Alabama. And she talked about just the wonderful people that she has come in contact with and the projects that she helps with through the children's home here in Nome, and also a women's shelter that she helped support through the basketball tournament. And I just wanted to come and be a part of it. It's something that I've always wanted to see and do. So I am here today and involved with Iditarod because I read about the Iditarod in my social studies book, probably in fifth grade, and it's just always been something I dreamed of coming and seeing and doing and being part of it, and to be able to volunteer and be on this side and help with and meet the people who plan all of the details, and it's just been amazing. So I'm here to just be a support and to meet needs and break down walls and share the gospel with people as well. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was early this morning watching the winter come in. I was able to be part of the staff that did security at the chute, and just watching those dogs come up the chute and how happy and excited they were to be there and ready to go again, really. I got emotional, and I just was so proud for that family. What I know for sure in life is that we all have a purpose here on earth, and my purpose, I feel like this week, has been to be the hands and feet of Christ here in Nome and just be a smile that people meet either at the front desk or at the basketball tournament, and just make a name for Alaska Mission so that they can do further work when I go home to Alabama.